Need of reform today. Today there is need of the voice of stern rebuke, for grievous sins have separated the people from God. Infidelity is fashionable. We will not have this man to reign over us, is the language of thousands. The smooth sermons often preached make no lasting impression, the trumpet does not give a certain sound. Men are not cut to the heart by the plain, sharp truths of God's word. Many say, what need is there of speaking so plainly? They might as well ask, why need John the Baptist have provoked the anger of Herodias by telling Herod that it was unlawful for him to live with his brother's wife? The forerunner of Christ lost his life by his plain speaking. So men who should be guardians of God's law have argued, till policy has taken the place of faithfulness and sin is allowed to go unreproved. When will the voice of faithful rebuke be heard once more in the church? Thou art the man. Words as plain as these spoken by Nathan to David are seldom heard in pulpits today, seldom seen in the public press. The Lord's messengers should not complain that their efforts are without fruit until they repent of their desire to please men, which leads them to suppress truth. It is not from love for their neighbor that ministers smooth down the message entrusted to them, but because they are self-indulgent and ease-loving. True love seeks first the honor of God and the salvation of souls. Those who have this love will not evade the truth to save themselves from the unpleasant results of plain speaking. When souls are in peril, God's ministers will speak the word given them, refusing to excuse evil. Would that every minister might show the courage that Elijah showed. Ministers are to convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching, RSV. In Christ said they are to encourage the obedient, and warn the disobedient. With them worldly policy is to have no weight. They are to go forward in faith. They are not to speak their own words, but their message is to be, thus saith the Lord. God calls for men like Elijah, Nathan, and John the Baptist, men who will bear his message regardless of consequences, men who will speak the truth though it call for the sacrifice of all they have. God calls for men who will do faithful battle against wrong, warring against spiritual wickedness in high places. To such he will speak the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."